Well, the McCarthy period was, he was never permitted to speak before the committee and to defend himself. And he was blacklisted, and people were scared to death of anybody who was blacklisted, because if you were seen talking with them or being with them, you were associated with their politics. And it was just a dreadful time. And he said, you couldn't just run outside and up and down the street saying, I'm innocent. And he said that's the only thing he could think he could do to clear his name. And he was dropped from the press club. And it was just a terrible time. It was like suddenly finding that all your friends had left you, that you were just out there all by yourself, and you were being accused of something you were not.
Is that something that somebody would tell on him or tell on him, or I wonder how
it all had to do with the editorials that he wrote, the speeches that he made at
but
the
there
time.
Was somebody that was keeping track of it, I guess, you know, there
sure
were, a McCarthy committee or
oh yes
well uh-huh. They would be looking at the major newspapers
right mm-hmm. And so his name kept cropping up, I assume, and and that's kind of eventually how he ended up here in a roundabout kind of way.
Yes. Barker keeps saying, anytime we're talking about, he'll keep saying, well, you ought to just love McCarthy.
Wow, what a horrible thing for him to go through. Mm-hmm.
But every cloud has a silver lining, and that had a big silver lining.
It did. I wonder if he looked at it like that eventually, I bet.
Oh, he did, I think. Yeah. And I've often thought it was so terrible that he was traveling all by himself. He had to, of course, with the job that he had, and just meeting new people every day. And I thought, that was so horrible. And then I got thinking, well, probably that helped him get over it somewhat, because he had a purpose, is to sell these things, and he was dealing with different people every day.
And maybe people
they were
didn't
not
know
discussing,
who he was.
Yeah, that's right. And they were not discussing politics. They were talking about those books. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that was a good thing.
And I remember he came by and stayed a little while with us during that time.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, sold my family encyclopedias, because we had them up until recently. Uh-huh. You know, so. You know, maybe family, too, kept him grounded. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.